No Rules in Breakable Heaven by Dimply Owl. An Our Flag Means Death fan fiction, read by Little Fingies. Rating explicit. No archive warnings apply. This is a modern AU friends to lovers story featuring Ed and Steed as podcast hosts. It's smut all the way down. Selected tags: first time, pining while fucking, trans Ed teach, vaginal sex, soft dom Steed bonnet. Content warning: slight degradation kink, but everyone is into it. Excerpt from author's note: Ed is a trans man in this, and words used for his genitalia are cock, cunt, hole, G-spot, and lips. Full tags are available in Behind This Track on SoundCloud. Ed's hands are unbuckling Steed's belt, and Steed, honest to God, has no idea how they got here. 20 minutes ago, they were at the tail end of recording a new episode of their podcast. Ed had mentioned his last boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, as of a few weeks ago, actually, and asked him if he ever thought about someone else during sex, and that conversation had spiraled. Spiraled hard. They had somehow ended up arguing about who, out of the two of them, would fuck who better. Ed, bless him, had quickly steered them back onto the rails with a quick, "Well, we'll never test this anyway, 'cause we're not attracted to each other," and Steed had agreed. Neither of them are strangers to the online speculation about their relationship. Two queer men making a podcast together? They must secretly be in love, or fucking behind the scenes, at the very least. And the insistence from their fans to give in to their apparent chemistry, and neither of them want to give the fans more fuel to add to the fire they've lit beneath themselves. And also, it's not very fun to have fans insisting that Ed is in love with him when Steed knows he's not. Especially when Steed is very much in love with Ed. Desperately. But they had both shut it down after an appropriate amount of banter, so Steed's not really sure where they went wrong. Maybe right around the moment Steed invited Ed to stay for a drink. Actually, just one drink. But whatever it was, whatever the instigating moment, they're here now. Steed straddling Ed, his shirt long since tossed across the room somewhere, Ed's hands struggling with the clasp of Steed's belt. "This is fucking ridiculous," Steed gasps out between desperate kisses. "Yeah, man, what the fuck is with this fucking belt?" Ed growls. He pulls back, brow furrowed, glaring down at it as he tries to slip the leather through the buckle. Steed giggles, actually giggles, batting Ed's hand away, making quick work of the buckle. "No, not that." Ed dives back in, unbuttoning Steed's trousers, immediately slipping his hands inside to take two firm handfuls of Steed's ass. "This," he yelps as Ed squeezes. "Oh, yeah," Ed agrees. "I mean, we're so not gonna." "Right?" he asks, even though he's pulling Steed closer, craning his neck up to catch Steed's lips again. "No, for sure not." Steed delves his hands into Ed's hair, and it's just as thick and soft and lush as he always fantasized it being. He really should stop this. He grips Ed's hair near the base of his skull, tugging down to make Ed lift his chin, exposing Ed's neck, reveling in the needy noise that escapes from Ed's mouth at the action. He really, really should stop. The thing is, Ed's a bit of a slut, and Steed isn't judging. He's had his fair share of one-night stands, and Ed proudly refers to himself as a slut all the time. And it isn't as if there haven't been almosts between them. But each time, either one or both of them has stopped it before they went over that line. To be honest, if Steed weren't completely depressingly in love with Ed, he would happily pursue this. No strings attached sex with someone he knows so well? Someone who cares about him and would want to make the experience good? Yeah, yes, that sounds great. But Steed is completely depressingly in love with Ed, so no strings attached sex isn't an option for him. It just isn't. To have that one night and then go back to being just friends, to watching Ed prowling in clubs for a hookup, pretending not to care when Ed goes out on dates? That's just too much. Steed should stop. He needs to stop. But his lips have other plans, apparently. Plans that involve latching onto Ed's neck and sucking a dark bruise into his skin. Ed's managed to get one of his legs out from between Steed's, pulling him in just a way that he's slowly grinding against Steed's thigh. Or, he says, drawing out the word. Maybe we just make out a little more. Yeah, Steed's mouth is saying before his brain can even formulate an argument. Like, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? He very stubbornly does not listen to the part of himself screaming that the worst that can happen is he gets his heart broken. Okay, then get your fucking mouth back over here, babe, Ed demands. His tone is so bratty, so snotty, that Steed automatically quirks an eyebrow, asking, what's the magic word? Ed groans, rolling his eyes, though Steed can read the heat in Ed's eyes from that easily enough. Fucking please, he snaps. Good boy. Steed crashes his lips to Ed's again, sucking on his lip, looking into his mouth. He keeps one of his hands knotted in Ed's hair, the other trailing down his neck, lightly scratching his chest. Ed groans, arching his back up into the touch. You like that? Ed nods emphatically, and Steed moves lower, cupping Ed's pecs. This okay? Beneath his pinky, he can feel the faint scar from Ed's top surgery, and he strokes against the ridge of Ray's skin. More than, Ed answers, pressing against the touch. He slips a hand beneath Steed's shirt, grabbing at the hem to pull it up. Off with this. Not fucking fair with your shirt on still. Steed chuckles, sitting up to let Ed wrestle him out of his shirt. Ed flings it away across the room, not even watching where he throws it. He's too busy staring at Steed's chest, eyes roving hungrily across the bared skin. Fucking finally, he breathes. His hand skates up Steed's side, pressing into the light layer of fat. Gorgeous. Steed squirms, fighting the instinct to cover the pudge of his stomach. Oh, come on, you've seen me shirtless 100 times. He doesn't think about the way Ed said gorgeous, the almost reverent way Ed is touching him. Never been able to touch, though, have I? He palms one of Steed's tits, the calluses on his hand making Steed shiver as they scratch over Steed's nipple. You have any idea how long I've been wanting to get my hands on these fucking tits, mate? No, Steed says, arching into Ed's touch. Like, a couple minutes? Fuck off, you kidding me? Ed squeezes, making Steed jolt. Like, a couple years. Steed is not going to let himself read into that. He knows there have been moments in the past, those almosts he mentioned, so he knows that Ed is attracted to him. It's nothing more than that. Just a natural desire to touch them when you're attracted to. Just that. Well, here's your chance then, Steed says, sticking his chest out further. Fuck yeah, Ed says, a muttered cheer, almost to himself. He's got both hands on Steed's chest now, one still just palming, rubbing, while the other pinches Steed's nipple. Can I suck on them? Steed's cock, already rock hard, still trapped in his trousers, twitches at that. Steed's told Ed before that his nipples are fairly sensitive, on one of those nights where they've both had a bit too much to drink and are sharing a bit more than they normally would. Steed isn't sure, though, whether Ed's asking because he remembered, or because he's apparently got some kind of fascination with Steed's chest, or some mixture of the two. Yeah, that would be... Good God. He melts into Ed's arms the second Ed gets his mouth on him. He doesn't fuck around, going right for the nipple, creating a vacuum of suction around it, tongue flicking out against the nub. It's Ed, actually, he pops off to say, and Steed chuckles breathlessly. Fucking hell, you're good at that, he says. He can feel Ed's lips turn up at the corners against his skin. If something were to happen, if some god somewhere decided that now was the moment when Steed should be struck down, he thinks he would be able to die happy. In the back of his mind, something niggles at him, a reminder of something he's supposed to be doing, saying. Stopping. Right. He's supposed to be stopping this, but it... Does he really need to? They're both adults. They're both enjoying themselves, and it just feels so fucking good. And they're gonna stop before they have sex, for sure. They're just having a bit of fun. This doesn't count as sex, right? He asks. He's surprised by the rough quality his voice has taken on already. He clears his throat, fingers tightening on Ed's hair. Nah, Ed answers. He drops a kiss to the right of Steed's nipple. This is like nothing, second base at most. He mouths across Steed's chest to his other nipple, pausing to amend. Might even just be first base, by today's standards. Who the fuck knows what teens are getting up to these days? before sucking it between his teeth, nibbling softly. Steed chuckles softly. God, we're old. I haven't heard anyone talk about bases for decades. That's because you aren't hanging around Jack. And thank God for that. Steed scowls at just the thought of Ed's go-to booty call, and not just because he's jealous. He is jealous, a bit, but no. He's met Jack a handful of times, and each time, he has struggled to understand what Ed sees beneath the drunken frat boy exterior. Hey. Steed looks down to meet Ed's eyes as Ed sits back. Forget about him. I don't want to think about him, especially not when I'm here with you. Heat spreads across Steed's cheeks, and he can't help but break into a sappy smile. Ed smiles back, the corners of his dark eyes crinkling, and Steed ducks down to kiss him. It's soft at first, and then, like earlier, the first time they kissed, it's like someone's thrown gasoline on a fire. Kissing Ed is all-consuming, an uncontrollable wildfire that spreads through his body, in through his lips, down into the racing of his heart, out to the tingle of his hands, the fluttering butterflies in his stomach. He presses closer, grinding his hips against Ed's, frustratedly seeking out any kind of friction. Ed's free leg tightens around his waist, and suddenly they're moving, Ed tipping them over on the couch. Steed lands roughly with his back against the cushions, Ed on top of him, nearly knocking out his breath. They laugh breathlessly into each other's mouths, still kissing sloppily as they adjust to more comfortable positions. Ed straddles him, bent over him as they kiss, and Steed takes advantage of the opportunity to spread his fingers across the width of Ed's back, marveling at the smoothness of his skin, memorizing the ridges of his spine. He knows Ed's back almost better than he knows his own front. He smooths across Ed's lower back, and he can picture the words inked there, "Trust no one," and the way Ed had glanced to the side the first time Steed saw his back, simply stating that his life up until that point hadn't exactly been filled with reliable people. He knows every detail of the skull, the snake protruding from it, every spot where it started fading, each heavy-handed line and spot of shading, the small sections of cobwebs. And then Ed presses down with his hips, and all thoughts fly out of Steed's head. Fucking hell, man, you feel good. He shifts, hips sliding against Steed's. Fuck, I want... Steed swallows, lifting up to meet Ed's rhythm. Yeah? He catches Ed's gaze, one hand slipping down to rest on Ed's thigh. Yeah, but... Ed sits up, flipping his hair back behind his shoulder. His fingers curl at the waistband of Steed's trousers, eyes still on Steed's, questioning. Steed knows what he wants to answer, of course. It's all ready to go, actually, right there on the tip of his tongue, his head all ready to nod. But a niggle of doubt keeps him from giving in, a moment of pause where he remembers who they are and that this is probably only going to end in heartbreak for him. As the moment stretches with Steed answering, Ed sits back, obviously sensing Steed's hesitation. We can stop, we don't... No, Steed surges up, wrapping his arms around Ed's neck, kissing him desperately. Ed responds immediately, pressing back in, his tongue dipping inside Steed's mouth. He practically crushes Steed to his chest before knocking him back down, his weight a heavy anchor. I don't want to stop, Steed says. Fuck, good. Ed's hands return to Steed's waist, awkwardly trying to shimmy Steed's pants down without needing to get off him. I don't want to stop either. Ed's wearing sweats, and so it's much easier for Steed to slip his hands beneath the waist, pushing them down. Ed wiggles on top of him, trying to help the process along, both of them breaking into breathless giggles. They manage to get the sweats halfway down Ed's thighs before Steed can't reach anymore, and then Ed's scowling, sitting up just to kick them off. Oh! Steed licks his lips as the rest of Ed's body is revealed to him, a light dusting of dark hair on his legs, tattoos that Steed has only seen hints of before. And there, nestled in the dark curls between his legs, a small, lovely cock of his own. Oh? Ed prompts. He spreads his legs slightly, giving Steed a better look. Oh God, I want to suck you off, Steed blurts out. His hands are back at Ed's waist, gripping hard. Yeah? Steed nods, watching as one of Ed's hands drifts between his legs. He curls a finger around it and strokes a few times. You like that? You want a taste? Steed nods again. He can feel Ed's eyes on him, but he can't tear his own away from the way that Ed strokes himself, slowly, teasingly. Next time, I think. Steed barely has time to spare a thought to the mention of a next time before Ed is basically lunging toward him, hands yanking at Steed's trousers. Now, my turn to see what you're packing. I've got my suspicions, but... Ed gives him a cheeky grin, and Steed flushes. Ed has been thinking about him? About his cock? Steed lifts his hips when Ed pokes at him, impatient, head spinning at the knowledge that Ed has pictured him naked. Maybe even fantasized about him. And maybe Steed's reading into things more than is healthy, but to him, fantasizing is a few steps up from just being attracted to someone. Jesus Christ, Steed. Ed's paused with Steed's pants around his knees, staring open-mouthed at Steed's cock, standing long and thick from its base of reddish-gold curls. Okay, I'm gonna need this inside me, like right fucking now. Steed stifles a moan at the thought of Ed, being inside Ed, sinking into him. Thought we weren't gonna fuck, he says, trying to sound unaffected, to not sound as desperate for Ed as he feels. Can't help it now, Ed says, spurred back into action, practically ripping Steed's pants off the rest of the way. Come on, man, you're gonna let me get a peek at that and not let me ride it? Ed scoots back into place, straddling Steed, knees firm at either side of Steed's hips. Steed squeezes his eyes shut, whimpering at the slick between Ed's legs, leaning onto Steed's cock. I suppose that would be rather inconsiderate of me, he manages to say, voice hoarse. Ed smooths his hands down Steed's chest, giving his nipples a few tweaks. So fucking inconsiderate, Ed agrees. He grins, and then he fucking rolls his hips, and Steed swears he must black out for a few seconds. Too bad I don't have one of my cocks here, though, or I could return the favor later. But next time. Next time, Steed repeats faintly. Ed continues moving in a slow grind, slick spreading all along Steed's cock as it slips between Ed's folds. God, Edward, you're so fucking wet. To be entirely honest, this is feeling so surreal that Steed is starting to wonder if this is even actually happening. Maybe this is all a dream, cooked up by the very real sexual frustration Steed experiences any time he's with Ed, or talks to Ed, or thinks about Ed. And if it's a dream, well, then there's nothing to worry about, actually, is there? With the worry gone, so is all of his hesitation. He reaches up to get an arm around Ed's neck, the other wrapping around his waist, and pulls Ed into a tight embrace. Their lips meet, messy and hungry as Ed speeds up. With each movement, Steed can feel Ed's cock dragging along his length, and the way Ed's breathing grows ragged as he moves. Fuck, darling, your cock. Is that okay? He sucks at Ed's jaw. Can I call it that? Ed shudders against him, though whether that's from the word or the sensations, Steed isn't sure. Yeah, fuck yeah. I like that. I can feel it, Steed whispers. He drags his lips along Ed's jawline, back to Ed's earlobe. Your cock, so fucking hard for me without even a touch. Oh my god, of course you've got the dirtiest fucking mouth, Ed says with a groan. He plants one hand in Steed's hair, the other steadying him on Steed's chest. I want to see you come, Steed says. He nips Ed's earlobe before pulling back to watch as Ed falls to the pleasure, to see the expression he makes when he comes, to have it forever. Can you? Like this? Yeah, but I want you to... Ed grabs Steed's hand, guiding it between them. Touch me, fucking touch me, babe. Steed is all too happy to acquiesce. He works his hand between them, his fingers wrapping around Ed's cock, slightly larger now than it was only a few minutes ago. Good? Ed moans in answer, his fingers digging into Steed's tit. Come on then, love, fuck my hand. Yes, Ed moans, practically a hiss. He speeds up, shallower thrusts into the tunnel form between Steed's hand and cock. There's a lovely flush in his cheeks, and a bead of sweat rolling down his temple. Steed reaches up to swipe it away with his thumb before bringing it to his lips, sucking it into his mouth, salt tangy on his tongue. Good fucking God, Steed, Ed remarks with a breathless laugh. Too weird? Steed asks, his lips curling into a rueful smile. Weird but hot, what the fuck? Oh good, because you taste quite delicious. He grabs Ed's hip, pulling him down harder against his cock. I can only imagine what the rest of you taste like. Ed lets out a high-pitched, choked-off moan. Christ. Are you gonna come for me? Steed asks, glancing down between them. He flips his hand over, rubbing Ed's cock in tight circles as Ed keeps fucking against him. "Oh, fuck yes," Ed breathes, eyes slamming shut. He tilts his head back, his hair slipping over his shoulder to cascade down his back. "Close, so fucking close, baby." "Come on, sweetheart," Steed encourages. Ed's breath hits his cheek, hot and quick, and Steed licks into his open mouth, turning it into a filthy kiss. "Can you come for me? Just for me?" "Steed." Steed watches, wrapped with awe, as Ed's eyebrows furrow, body tensing. His fingers dig into Steed's chest as he grinds down on Steed's hand. "Open your eyes?" Steed asks, voice barely more than a breath. "Let me see you?" Ed's eyes open, fixing on Steed's, just as a wave of ecstasy seems to roll over him. He cries out, hips twitching, stomach clenching, hand flying to his hair, grabbing hold. Steed is hypnotized by the way Ed's body clenches and relaxes, by the pleasure that relaxes his features in the midst of his orgasm. "Gorgeous. So beautiful, so good," he murmurs as Ed comes down from the high. He reaches up to sweep Ed's hair back from his face, cupping his cheek. "You're amazing, sweetheart." Ed's eyes, glazed over, crinkle at the edges as he smiles, letting out a heaving breath. "You're fucking amazing," he argues. He collapses forward to catch Steed in a sloppy kiss, one hand slipping up into Steed's hair. "Jesus Christ, why the fuck haven't we done this before?" "Because it's too much for me. It's gonna hurt too much," Steed wants to say. But he just shrugs. "We're idiots." He threads his fingers through Ed's hair, clutching at the base of Ed's neck as they make out lazily for a few minutes more. "We're idiots, and after tonight, I'm never gonna be able to get over you." Soon enough, Ed is grinding against him again, making needy little sounds. "Want you inside me," he murmurs. Steed gasps as Ed reaches between them, curling his hand around Steed's cock, giving it a few strokes. "Need you to get this inside me, like years ago." "Oh God," Steed chokes out. He buries his face in Ed's neck, sucking at his pulse point for just a moment before sitting up, dislodging Ed from his lap. Ed falls back, just managing to catch himself in time to keep his head from hitting the cushy armrest on the edge of the couch. "Shit, sorry, are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm fucking perfect," Ed says, staring wide-eyed at Steed. "Love a bit of manhandling, honestly." Steed lifts an eyebrow. "Oh?" He scoots down closer to the other end of the couch and leans down between Ed's open legs, wrapping his arms around his thighs and pulling Ed further down the couch. Ed squeals, laughing as Steed ducks down to bite at his stomach. He has a beautiful laugh, Steed's always thought so, but hearing it now, in this context, is infinitely better than almost anything. He kisses his way up Ed's body, one hand teasing his nipple. He can feel Ed's hands gripping his hair tightly as his laugh turns to moans, one of his feet stroking against Steed's calf. When Steed reaches Ed's neck, he takes his time there, tucked below his beard, nibbling and sucking bruises into his skin. Normally, he wouldn't be so cavalier with marking a lover up, not without their permission. But if this is a dream, it doesn't matter. And if it's not, then, well, Steed maybe wants a bit of himself to stick around on Ed for a few days, to remind him of this. "Steed, babe, come on," Ed whines. He tugs at Steed's hair, trying to pull him up face to face. When he succeeds, he kisses him, wrapping a leg around Steed's waist. "I need you to just fuck me already." "Oh, do you?" Steed asks, pulling back, grinning as Ed tries to chase after his lips. "Maybe ask one more time. I'm not sure it's clear what you'd like me to do here." Ed rolls his eyes, but fixes Steed with a firm look. "I need you to take your fucking huge cock," he says, rolling his hips up against Steed's, "and fuck me until you, how did you put it? Until you send me to the hospital?" Steed takes a moment, as if considering the request, the demand, more like. He drags his eyes down Ed's body, taking in Ed's chest, his nipples pert, his top scars tattooed over with thorny vines, the slight pudge of his stomach. His legs are spread, one hooked around Steed's waist, his thighs covered in soft hair. The snake on his arm twists around his body and down his left side, winding once around his thigh before coming to a point on the inside of it. Ed's cock is snug in his dark curls between his legs, which glisten with wetness. Steed can see streaks of slick running down the insides of Ed's thighs as well, and he's once again thrown by just how wet and hard Ed is for him, how obviously turned on he is. He draws his hands down Ed's side softly, humming in consideration. "I think I can handle that," he says. He tightens his grip on Ed's hips, shoving suddenly. "On your stomach," he orders sharply. Ed's eyes widen, and then, to Steed's surprise, he scrambles to obey, flipping over. "Up on your knees. Let me see that pretty cunt." Ed's up in milliseconds, practically presenting himself to Steed. He flicks his hair to one side as he glances back over his shoulder, swaying his ass back and forth. "How's that?" "Beautiful." Steed smooths his hands over Ed's ass, giving each cheek a light squeeze. There's a moth tattooed towards the top of his right cheek, low enough to remain hidden underneath his clothing. Steed swipes his thumb over it, remembering the hike they took all those years ago, the rosy maple moth they'd found that Steed had been so excited to show to Ed. This one isn't in color, just like his other tattoos, but it has a distinctive shape that Steed would recognize anywhere. Surely it's a coincidence that Ed's got the same moth they found on one of their first outings together, tattooed on a hidden part of himself. He doesn't ask, though, instead slipping his hands down to pull Ed's cheeks apart. Ed moans as his cunt and asshole are exposed to the cool air of Steed's flat. "Oh, look at you, darling," Steed remarks. "I'm so tempted to just bury my face in there, to eat you out until your arms and legs can't even hold you up anymore." "Fuck," Ed chokes out. "Yeah, that sounds fucking great. Let's do that." "But?" Steed brings his fingers to Ed's cunt, his index and middle finger tracing along his lips. Ed is so wet he's practically dripping, and Steed slicks his fingers up. "I seem to remember someone saying something about next time and how badly they want to be fucked." On the last word, Steed slips two fingers inside Ed without warning. Ed moans, pushing back into Steed's hand. "And it would be rude to deny you that, so?" Having met no resistance with two fingers, he pushes a third in. He pumps them a few times, Ed moving to meet them each time. "Steed, please." Steed pauses his movements, moving closer to listen.
"Please what, love?"
"Your cock, please, baby." Ed presses back further, and Steed can see his hands gripping one of the decorative pillows on the couch, his knuckles going white. "Need you to fuck me, please."
"Of course, sweetheart, whatever you need."
Steed pulls his fingers free, lifting them to his mouth to suck Ed's juices off. He hums in pleasure as he does so, at the small taster of what he may be able to feast on at a later date. He stretches a hand across Ed's back, gliding up his shoulders. "Lie down," he instructs, pressing gently. Ed keeps his head turned to the side, but lets himself sink down into the couch until it's just his ass in the air. Steed rubs his hand across Ed's lower back. "Here too, down." He guides Ed down into position until he's essentially in a modified child's pose, with his legs folded beneath him and spread.
"Oh, you look fantastic like this, Edward. Like you were made for this."
Ed mumbles something that Steed assumes he must not quite catch because it sounds an awful lot like, "Pretty sure I was made for you." And Steed's positive, even in a dream, that would be too much for him to allow himself to fantasize about. He ignores it, focusing his attention back on the pretty sight laid out in front of him. The position exposes Ed entirely to Steed, both his holes in plain view, and his small cock hanging between his legs as well. Steed scoots forward, taking his cock in hand, giving it a few slow strokes. He's possibly harder than he's ever been in his life, and he's honestly not sure how he's going to keep himself from coming the second he gets inside of Ed. He lines himself up to Ed's cunt, dragging the head of his cock along the opening a few times, relishing the way Ed responds with open hunger. Still, he hesitates, his free hand curving over Ed's hip for one last check-in. "Are you sure?" Ed grunts in frustration, pressing back, wiggling his hips slightly.
"Yes, I'm sure, so please would you get your fucking fuck."
Steed bites his lip as he presses in, slipping inside Ed with little resistance. He takes it slow, though, wanting to be positive that he won't hurt Ed, despite Ed trying his very best to sit his hips back and take him in all at once.
Oh, Ed, Steed whispers. Ed is warm and wet and takes him in like he was made for Steed. He pauses when he's fully sheathed, pelvis flush against Ed's ass. He curves his spine, dropping his head to Ed's back, mouthing at the head of the snake winding out of the skull. You feel gorgeous, sweetheart. So beautiful, so good for me. Steed glances up, lips dragging along Ed's skin. Ed's flushed, breathing hard, a glazed, pleased smile on his face. Thank you, he says, in a small voice. And something clicks for Steed in that moment. A recognition of exactly how pleased Ed really is to be told he's good. You have no idea, Steed continues, straightening up. He spreads a hand across Ed's back, lightly pressing him down. You're so good, so lovely, so perfect. He punctuates the sentence by pulling back and then snapping his hips against Ed's. Ed yelps in surprise, lurching forward with the force of Steed's movement, and then scrambling to push back into place. Yes, Edward, darling, exactly like that. Steed firms his hand on Ed's back, his other clamping down on Ed's hip to keep him steadier as he rocks into him. So responsive, so eager for me, giving me exactly what I need. Christ, Steed, you... Ed drags one of the pillows closer, squeezing his arm around it against the top of his head. His free hand clutches at the sofa cushion as he clamps his eyes shut, burying his face in the couch. Your fucking insane fucking mouth, he remarks, voice muffled, but loud enough to be heard through the cushion. You like that, don't you? Steed asks. You like knowing how good you are? How perfect you are for me? Ed moans in answer, stretching himself out. Use your words, lovely man. Oh, fuck, yes, Ed groans. He nods vigorously. Yeah, yes, baby. Steed rewards him by speeding up, angling his thrust down, searching for Ed's G-spot. Ed's never been shy about sharing his sexual experiences, and so Steed knows that while Ed's never been able to come from just penetration alone, he can get close, and Steed is determined to make this as good as he can for Ed. Steed leans forward a bit more, straining to find it, inadvertently putting more weight onto Ed's back. Ed makes a muffled noise and scrambles to grab Steed's wrist. He twists his arm in a way that can't be comfortable, but before Steed can apologize and let off some of the pressure, Ed yanks Steed's hand back in place, briefly turning his head to the side to speak unmuffled. Harder, please, just fucking... Ed licks his lips, hazy-eyed. Fucking hold me down and fuck me, Steed. Oh God, Steed mumbles, swallowing thickly. He readjusts, keeping one hand on Ed's back and moving the other to his upper arm. Ed moans, nodding encouragingly as Steed presses down and snaps his hips. Yes, yes, Ed hisses. He shoves his face back into the cushions, muffling his moans. On instinct, Steed lets go of his arm and grabs a fistful of hair close to the scalp, right at the back of Ed's head. He yanks, and Ed's head comes up as he cries out. Let me hear you, Steed orders. He curves over Ed's back, pushing down more firmly, but not letting go of Ed's hair. Ed whines, desperate and high-pitched, and Steed kisses Ed's shoulder. Just like that, he says. Let everyone know what a good little slut you are. Ed jerks beneath him, moaning loudly. Steed. His brain catches up with his words a moment later. A good little slut. He panics for a moment, his thrusts hesitating, wondering if he's stepped too far over the line. He's never called someone a slut in the middle of sex before in his life. And sure, he knows some people are into a bit of degradation, and maybe he's also apparently into it, but that's normally something you discuss prior, right? Ed doesn't seem bothered, though. On the contrary, he's moving with Steed, pressing back to meet each thrust with enthusiasm. He swallows, hoping he's not reading Ed's signals wrong, before asking, "Is that what you are? A slut?" He feels Ed shudder beneath him, and he freezes, opening his mouth to take it back. But Ed rocks back into him, nodding. Yes, fuck, baby. Steed thrusts back inside, stopping again. Say it, he instructs. What are you? Slut, Ed answers, no hesitation or shame. I'm a fucking slut. Good, Steed remarks. He grinds into Ed in slow circles. Perfect, just for me, aren't you? My perfect little slut. Yours, Ed agrees. All yours, just yours. Steed drops his forehead to Ed's shoulder as the word yours reverberates in his mind. Mine, he growls, as if it were true. As if Ed really is his boyfriend, his lover, as Steed has been dreaming about for years now. As if saying it will make it real. Ed arches his back up against Steed, now almost completely held down by Steed's body weight. Make me yours, babe, Ed begs. He turns enough to the side to catch Steed's eyes. The deep brown pool's burning. Mark me. Fill me up. Christ, Ed, love. Steed bites the junction of Ed's neck and shoulder, resuming the rough thrusts. He feels his orgasm looming, the pleasure rushing towards him like a wave about to crash on the beach. Want you to come first. I'm close. I'm so close, baby, but I need a little... He starts to wriggle, to work his arm beneath his body, but Steed shifts, grabbing it and pressing it back above his head. Steed, Ed whines. Let me. He shifts onto one forearm, releasing Ed's hair and slipping his hand beneath Ed. He works it down until his fingers brush against soft, dark curls. At the same time, something seems to shift exactly right with the new position. Ed shouts, bucking up against Steed, repeating, Right there. Right there, Steed, baby. Fuck. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Steed doubles his efforts, fucking hard into Ed. I've got you, Edward. Do it for me. Come for me, dearest. He presses down just above Ed's cock with his fingertips. That's it, darling. Just like that. Ed wails as his body jerks beneath Steed, his hands scrambling for purchase on the couch cushions and pillows. Steed, fuck. I'm beautiful, Edward. So gorgeous. Steed keeps going, biting his bottom lip so hard he thinks he might break through. Ed is shuddering beneath him, orgasm dragging on as Steed's finally crests, waves smashing on the side of a cliff, spilling inside of Ed. Oh fuck, Ed, darling. Steed, Ed whimpers. He twists around as best he can, with Steed plastered on top of him, and captures his lips in a rough, sloppy kiss as their breaths mingle. He barely pulls away, lips dragging against Steed's as he gasps out, Love you, Steed. Baby, love you so much. His brain is too muddled to do anything other than say it back, a desperate response of, I love you, as he buries his hand in Ed's hair, kissing him deeply. I love you. I love you. There's a release somewhere deep inside him, more intense than any orgasm he's ever had, at finally letting the words spill out of him. He can feel himself coming down from the high, head fuzzy, but a growing awareness of how he must be crushing Ed by this point. He moves, carefully slipping out of Ed, a small gush of fluid following, leaking from Ed's hole. God, I'm gonna have to get these cushions dry cleaned. He glances around for something to use to wipe Ed up, grimacing as he sees only his shirt within reach. He wipes Ed clean as best he can and tosses the shirt away, then shifts off of Ed onto his side, yanking Ed's pliant body around until he's on his side as well, facing Steed. Ed winds himself around Steed, tucking his head under Steed's chin, pressing as close as he possibly can. You made me fucking squirt, Steed. I've never fucking squirted before. Where the fuck did you learn? You think I've never watched porn before? Steed teases. He combs his fingers through Ed's tangled locks gently, careful not to pull. Well, call a fucking ambulance because you did it, Ed comments. Steed can feel the point of Ed's nose nuzzling into his neck. Think I just ascended to heaven. Plan me a nice funeral. I want flowers fucking everywhere. Steed chuckles, dropping a kiss to the top of Ed's head. His sanity is coming back to him now, now that endorphins aren't flooding his system, shutting his head down, and he goes back over the encounter in its entirety. From the innocuous question Ed had asked that started this whole thing, to making out on the couch, agreeing they'll stop, but after just a little more, to the moment where Steed decided he didn't want to stop, and gave in to what his body has been craving since the second he met Ed, to the best sex he's ever had, to Ed saying, You said you love me, Ed says. He pulls back, eyes wide on Steed's. Steed swallows, mind racing as he struggles to find some excuse, any excuse, until he remembers, You said you love me first. Yeah, because I do. You know that. What? Steed sits up in a shot, almost tipping over with the way his legs are horribly tangled with Ed's before he manages to extricate himself. I do not know that. Since when? Ed sits up too, facing Steed with his legs crossed.
I don't know, since forever?
Forever? Steed gapes at him in shock. You never said anything.
Steed, I've been flirting with you since the second we met, Ed argues.
You flirt with everyone.
Not the way I flirt with you.
Ed scrubs his hand across his face. Jesus Christ, Steed, why do you think I've brought up having sex with you every other episode of the show?
Because the listeners think it's funny, and that's just...
Steed splutters, stumbling over his words. That's just you.
Steed, I don't just go around joking about fucking everyone I meet. Have you ever heard me say anything like that to anyone else? Ever?
Steed racks his brain, trying to think of any examples. Any other times Ed has flirted with anyone else in front of Steed, but nothing comes to mind.
Exactly, because I've been in love with you, and trying to date you, trying to have sex with you, trying to get any kind of response from you, for years now.
His head is swirling, memories whipping through his mind like a tornado. All those jokes Ed made about them basically already being a couple, so they might as well. All the times Ed dropped everything he was doing to help Steed, or just spend time with him. All the touches and looks, all the almosts. Is it possible that Steed really could have been so blind this whole time?
But you dated and had boyfriends and...
Yeah, babe, Ed says. And suddenly, Steed is seeing all the times Ed has ever called him that in a new light. All the times Steed has had to tell himself that the term of endearment means nothing. That Lucius calls him that too, and Lucius certainly isn't interested in him like that.
I was trying to move on. Get over you. I thought you weren't interested.
Of course I'm interested, Steed snaps. I'm in love with you, you nut.
Well, I'm in love with you, you lunatic.
Well, good.
Good.
We should do something about that then, probably, Steed says, practically shouts. They've both somehow fallen into the argumentative banter that their fans love, and for the first time, Steed can feel it for what it is, for what their fans have called it all along, and that Steed had been too afraid to refer to it as. Chemistry.
Go out on a date with me then, Ed yells, and Steed's stomach swoops at the thought of going on an official date, despite the fact that they've both confessed their love for each other and fucked like animals within the last half hour.
All right, I will.
Good.
Ed sits up on his knees, practically pouncing on Steed, and it's only then that Steed remembers they're both still naked.
And now I'm gonna make out with you, hard, and then maybe we can fuck again.
Steed barely has time to shout out, fine, before Ed's lips are on his, bruising in their intensity. Steed clamps his arms around Ed, pulling him practically onto his lap. It's mere seconds before Steed feels giggles bubbling up in him, the pure joy of finally, finally kissing Ed and telling Ed he loves him, and finding out Ed loves him back, catching up with him.
Are you telling me we could have been doing this the entire time? Steed asks breathlessly, in between kisses.
Apparently, Ed confirms. He pulls back, a beautiful, wide, untroubled grin on his face. And apparently, we're both fucking idiots.
Idiots in love.
Idiots in love, Ed agrees. He lets out a giggle with a huge, dopey smile, and Steed joins in with his own giggles. Soon enough, they're collapsed on top of each other, laughing, kissing in between the laughs when they can, and sometimes even when they can't.
Should have just listened to the fans, Steed says. Turns out they're pretty smart.
Ugh, they're gonna be so smug about this, Ed says, wrinkling his nose, which Steed kisses, the way he's always wanted to. A Gently Bearded Podcast, episode 209. Comments. Jimenez the Menace. I knew it! I told y'all they were fucking, I knew it! Izzy's Revenge. Did you even listen to the episode? They weren't, but they are now, winky face. Born on a Beach. Oh my god, it's happening, everyone, calm down, it's happening. Sea Witch 1717. You can actually hear in their voices how much they love each other. I mean, you could hear it before, but now you can really hear it. And I just... crying emoji. In My Kraken Era. Who tops? Pete the Pirate. Ed, for sure. DeLulu Spriggs. No, it's gotta be Steed. I mean, have you heard the way he sounds when he gets all bossy with Ed? Gray Stacked. Maybe don't speculate about other people's sex lives? Anne of Queens. Boo, boring. Pete the pirate. It's Ed. Red flag queen. I think they switch. Swervy scurvy. Can't believe it took them this long. I thought they would have figured it out 2 years ago. Remember when Steed started dating that Sam guy and how insanely jealous Ed was? Ducks 11. Yes, my roommate owes me $20. Take that, Steve. Contrary Mistress Mary. Oh my god, they are about to become insufferable. I just know it. Ship Shrek 99. 7 pet names from Steed in just this 30-minute episode. What the hell? Where's my Steed? Pete the Pirate. Why is no one mentioning the way Ed giggled after Steed said Edward like that? Delulu Spriggs. Boyfriends! Tortured Madwoman. Weren't they already dating? Delulu Spriggs. They were, they just didn't know it. Mockingay. I legit thought they were married. Graystacked. Okay, I love them together, but did anyone else notice the audio got weird like halfway through? What's that about? Gently Bearded Baby. No, okay, I watched the YouTube vid, and it's because halfway through, without any warning or explanation, Ed just got up and sat in Steed's lap, and then they just did the rest of the episode like that, into the same mic. Graystacked. Oh my god, I forgot about the YouTube. I'm gonna watch it immediately. Delulu Spriggs. Seriously, everyone go watch it. It's the cutest, most disgusting thing I've ever seen. The end. Please go back to the written work and tell Dimply Owl how much you loved it. I think this story is so much fun. And thanks for listening.